然后今天我们有一位讲员，就是你们都熟悉的。
Today we have a guest speaker, and you're familiar with him.
以前都来过我们教会讲道。
He's preached in our church before.
Trevor Clark.
Trevor Clark.
他目前正在UNM 大学就是在那个 BSU 或者那个浸信会学生团去服侍。
He's serving at BSU Baptist Student Union.
那么同时他正在修他的神学博士。
And he's also studying for his PhD in theology.
那么今天他的讲题是神的宣教士。
And today his title is God's Missionary.
那么他的信息是来自旧约圣经的以拿书。
And his message comes from the Old Testament book Jonah.
我把以下的时间交给他的手中。
So I give the following time to him.
Thank you very much for letting me come and preach God's word again.
谢谢你们邀请我今天能够又来给大家分享新信息。
Very a wonderful thing to look out and begin to see some faces start to look familiar, like Victor over there and Amy, Mark.
今天看到很多熟悉的面孔。
So, my message today is based on the book of Jonah.
今天我要讲的信息是关于约拿这本书。
If you'd please open there in your Bibles, that would be great.
如果你们可以打开你们的圣经，
The title of the message is God's Missionary.
今天讲题是神的宣教士。
And let me say that I mean this in three ways.
这里有三点。
Yeah. So first, God's missionary is Jonah.
首先，神的宣教士这里是约拿。
Second, God's missionary is a picture of Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
神的宣教士也同样是在新约圣经当中耶稣的一个形象。
And third, since we are in Christ, God's missionary is a picture of you and me.
因为我们同时在基督里，所以我们也是同样也是神的宣教士。
Now we'll get back on the script. So, while you're turning to the book of Jonah, let me say that Jonah is the history of a rebellious prophet.
如果你们读约拿书的话，你们会发现约拿他是一个并不顺服的一个先知。
Yeah, this book is very important, actually, to Jesus.
这本书非常的重要，尤其是对耶稣来说。
He quoted from it several times, and that means that he read it, he listened to it, and he meditated upon it.
耶稣曾经在他的讲道当中引用数次，这意味着耶稣他读过，也听到或者是听到过这本书，并且有所思考。
So today I want to...meditate on some connections between Jonah and Jesus.
今天我的信息当中会讲到约拿和耶稣的一个联系。
At the end of the sermon, this is my prayer.
在今天最后信息的最后，我会有一个祷告。
I want us to know Jesus better.
我希望你们能够更加了解耶稣。
And because we know him better, may we love him better.
因为如果你们更加了解耶稣，我希望你们会更加爱耶稣。
And if we love Jesus, I expect us to follow his commandments.
如果我们爱耶稣，我也希望我们能够借着圣灵来听从他的诫命。
Okay, so let's read the first three verses of the book of Jonah.
让我们来读一读约拿书的前三节。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise.Go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord.
约拿书第一章一到三节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰儿子约拿说，起来到尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告，因为他们的恶达到我的面前。约拿却起身逃往他师去躲避耶和华。他下到约帕，遇见一条船要往他师，为了要躲避耶和华。
I think it's very interesting that Jonah is not running away from Nineveh.
我们觉得非常有趣的是，约拿他没有兴趣要，他的心，他想要逃离，尼尼微城。
Instead, he's running away from the presence of the Lord.
他其实是真正的他逃离的是耶和华。
So I want to get to Jonah's heart today. I'll start with an introduction to the book of Jonah and then describe some aspects of Jesus.
我们来今天来看一下约拿的他的一个内心。来我们从约拿讲起，但是我们之后会讲到耶稣。
The book of Jonah has two parts.
约拿书它有两个部分。
Each is introduced by God's command to go and preach.
每一个部分的开头都是从神的旨意，要约拿到尼尼微城去。
And the two halves of Jonah are like two wings of a butterfly. They mirror. They're mirror images of each other.
约拿在这两部分，它就像是蝴蝶的一对翅膀，或者是镜子的两面相互呼应。
And so,Both halves begin with this message to Jonah, go and preach to the Ninevites.
这两个部分都开始，都是开头都是约拿接到神的指令要前往尼尼微。
Also, in both halves, God uses nature to correct Jonah.
这两部分神都通过自然的力量来纠正约拿。
In the first half, he uses a great storm upon the sea. He uses a fish to swallow Jonah and to bring him where he must be.
在第一章中，神让海上刮起了大风，让约拿被一只大鱼吞下。
In the second half, again God sends a great wind. This time to torment Jonah, to kill the plant. He sends a worm to kill the plant that he was sitting under, and he scorches Jonah with the wind and the sun.
第四章中，神也用大风，然后让约拿曝晒在太阳底下，然后用一棵植物来遮盖约拿，然后安排这条虫来把这个植物给吃掉。
In both halves of Jonah, pagan people turn to worship the one true God.
在这两个部分当中，都有人们转向来敬拜耶和华这位真神。
The sailors in chapter 1 cry out to God and make an offering to him after the storm is calmed.
在第一章中，水手各自哀求自己的神明，但是当真神将风浪平静之后，他们都纷纷向神来献祭许愿。
The city of Nineveh in chapter 3 hears the preaching of Jonah and repents and turns to God.
在第三章当中，尼尼微城的人得知神的审判之后，他们悔改，进食悔改，并开始敬拜神。
Also, Jonah is disobedient in both halves of the book.
在这两部分当中，约拿都不顺服神。
He runs away from God's presence in the first half. He prays out of the belly of the fish.
在第一章中，约拿他为了躲避神，然后但是又在鱼的腹中向神祷告。
And in the second half, he's very angry with God.
在第二部分当中，约拿向神发怒。
Now, if I was you, I would be a little bored right now.
如果我是你们的话，我会有一点点感到有点无聊。
But when I read through Jonah several times a few months ago, these two halves revealed to me a very profound lesson.
但是在几个月前，当我读到约拿这本书的时候，在这个故事当中，我学到了很多。
In the first half, God puts Jonah.In the right place.
在第一个故事当中，神将约拿他放在一个非常适当的地方。
But in the second half, God puts Jonah's heart in the right place.
而第二个故事是关于神将约拿的心放在一个适当的地方。
First, Jonah fled from Nineveh in the presence of God.
在第一个故事当中，约拿为了躲避神，逃到了为了躲避而逃离尼尼微城。
But second, when he did go to Nineveh and when he did preach there, his heart was still very far from God.
但是在第二个故事中，约拿虽然他真的到达了尼尼微，但是他的心却是远离神的。
So this is what I learned. Sometimes we can be in the right place and be doing the right work, but with a wrong heart.
这也可能发生在我们身上。当我们在一个正确的地方做着神差我们做的正确的事，但是我们的心中却没有神。
And let me just say, there are many ways that our heart could be wrong. It could be selfish. It could be greedy. But the one way in Jonah that his heart is wrong is anger.
我们的心可能有很多不同，不应该有的，比如说贪婪，比如说但是约拿在这里他不应该有的是愤怒。
And this scripture greatly convicted me not to be critical of my brothers and sisters.
这里约拿书这边让我学到的是我们不应该对弟兄姐妹非常有一个论断，不能论断弟兄姊妹。
So our hearts matter most to God.
对神来说，我们的心是最重要的。
I'm reminded of the scripture that God speaks, or that scripture that Samuel speaks. God speaks to Samuel, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance; the Lord looks on the heart."
在撒母耳记上，有写到，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And so the book of Jonah revealed something about my heart to me.
所以约拿这本书让我反省了我自己的心。
I hope that the book of Jonah is revealing something about your heart to you.
我希望约拿这本书也能够让你们有一个对自己的内心有一个审视。
But now I want to see what does the book of Jonah reveal about our Lord Jesus' heart.
让我们来看一下约拿这本书和主耶稣之间的关系。
So, number one.
第一点,
Jesus knew that like Jonah, he was sent by God to testify against an evil world.
主耶稣知道他和约拿一样是被神差遣来这个作恶的世界来做见证。
Would you look with me again at chapter 1 verse 2?
让我们再来看一下约拿书第一章第二节。
God says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me."
起来到尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告，因为他的恶已经达到我的面前。
Jonah's mission was to go to Nineveh and call out against it.
约拿的使命是到尼尼微去传达神的信，宣告神的一个信息。
He would have to travel far to the north and east in order to reach Assyria and its capital city.
但是他最终为了要到达亚述，也就是尼尼微的首都，他需要向东南经过非常长途的旅行。
He would bring a message of judgment.
他需要去宣告一个神的审判。
We hear his message in Jonah chapter 3 verse 4, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
我们可以读到在约拿书第三章第四节，他需要他约拿要宣告说，再过四十天，尼尼微要倾覆了。
The language is very similar to the history of Sodom and Gomorrah from Genesis 18 and 19.
这里的文字和历史上索多玛和阿摩拉的一个历史非常的相似，是在创世纪十八和十九章中。
So apparently Nineveh was a very evil town that deserved to perish.
很明显，尼尼微是一个罪恶之城，它应当消失。
God was sending Jonah as his missionary to warn the Ninevites of their evil.
神差遣约拿去警告尼尼微的居民他们所做的恶。
But he was a reluctant missionary.
但是约拿却并不是那么情愿去做这件事。
Now, listen to the words of Jesus.
我们来看看主耶稣的话。
For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
主耶稣说，就像是约拿对尼尼微的居民是一个讯号，人子对这代人也有同样的意义。在审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这个世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪，比约拿更大的在这里。
Jesus was a missionary, but not a reluctant one.
耶稣也是神的一个宣教士，但是他却，他非常愿意去做这件事。
In his heart, he was confident about his identity and his mission.
和约拿相反的是，他对自己的身份和使命，是非常的有信心的。
Jesus knew who he was, and he knew why he came.
耶稣他知道他自己是谁，他知道他为什么来到这个世界上。
He knew who sent him.
他知道是谁差遣他来的。
Even when the world hated him, he stood firm in his purpose.
即使这个世界都仇恨他，但是他知道他自己的目的。
Here's what Jesus says in John chapter 8. If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own. He sent me.
在约翰福音第八章有写到，耶稣说，他说，假如上帝是你们的父，你们会爱我，因为我本是出于上帝，也是从上帝而来。
Again, Jesus said, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you don't know where I came from or where I am going.
即使我为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的，因为我知道我从哪里来到哪里去。
Like Jonah, he was sent to call out against the world.
就像约拿，耶稣来到这个世界是为了宣告。
In John 7, he says, the world cannot hate you,But it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil.
在约翰福音第七章，耶稣说，世人不会恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们的行为是恶的。
So, what does Jonah teach us about Jesus here?
那这里约拿的故事对耶稣来说有什么得着呢？
If you spent time with Jesus, you would notice his resoluteness.
如果你和耶稣相处，你会发现他的。
He was not proud.
他耶稣并没有傲慢。
But he had an unshakable sense of identity and mission and purpose from his father.
你会发现，他坚决的不能动摇的，一个对自己身份和使命的一个认知。
This was a man who knew why he walked the earth.
这是一个人，他知道他来到这个世界的目的。
He knew his father and he knew his father's business.
他知道他的天父，他知道他天父的使命。
And he would do the father's work without failing.
他会完成他父亲所交给他的使命，也不会失败。
Jesus was not a man that we could manipulate.
耶稣不是一个你可以操控的人。
But he was a man that we could trust.
但他是一个你可以信赖的人。
When Jonah received his call from God, he ran away from it.
当约拿听到接到神对他的指令的时候，约拿试图去逃避。
But Jesus knew why he was here, and he stayed true.
而耶稣他知道他为什么来到这个世上，而且他也非常忠心的履行他的使命。
I'm just so impressed with Jesus, with him.He knew why he was here, and he would not stray from that calling.
我觉得对我让我很吃惊的是神，耶稣虽然他知道他为什么来到这个世界，他也没有去逃避这份责任。
So, if you ever spent time with Jesus, you would say, "Wow, that is a confident man."
如果你能跟花时间和耶稣相处的话，你会发现哦，这真的是一个非常有信心的人。
Number two, similar to Jonah, Jesus knew that his ministry would involve death and resurrection.
第二点我要说的是和约拿相似，耶稣知道他所要做的会涉及到死亡和复活。
Jesus compared himself to Jonah in another way.
耶稣将自己和约拿做了另一个比较。
An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet.For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
耶稣说一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼腹肚中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地头里。
When Jonah tried to escape the call of God, he entered a boat and tried to sail away.
当约拿试图躲避神的呼召，他躲进了一艘船上并试图离开。
God sent a great storm that threatened to destroy the boat, and all the sailors prayed in vain to their gods.
神兴起了一场风暴并威胁要毁掉这艘船，船上的水手向他们各自的神祷告。
It was only when Jonah confessed his rebellion and made them toss him into the sea that the wind abated.
此时约拿才承认自己的不顺服，这使他被扔进了海里，才使大风停止。
Then the one true God appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah and spit him out on the dry land.
这时这位神让一条大鱼将约拿吞到肚子里，并将他吐在了陆地上。
When he was in the belly of the great fish, he prayed a prayer to God.
当约拿在鱼的肚子里的时候，他向神祷告。
And I'd like to read part of it from Jonah chapter 2. Oh, that's okay. I'll just read it in English, the first few verses. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I'm driven away from your sight, yet I shall look again upon your holy temple. Jonah's prayer is a prayer of sorrow.
我刚才读的是约拿在鱼肚子里向神的祷告，他的祷告充满了一种忧伤。
And Jonah's prayer was a prayer of hope.
然后他也在祷告，也有充满了希望。
And I think if you spent time with Jesus, you would see his life characterized by the same sorrow and hope that Jonah had in the belly of the fish.
如果你看到读到耶稣的生平，你会发现耶稣对自己即将面临的死亡也同样的感到有痛苦忧伤，但同时也有希望。
Jesus felt deep anguish about his upcoming death.
他对他的即将面临的死亡感到非常的痛苦。
He told his disciples, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death.
他对他的门徒说，我的心里非常忧伤，几乎要死。
He knew that God sent him not only to preach the gospel, but also to establish the gospel by dying for our sins.
他知道神差遣他来，并不仅仅是在这个世上传扬福音，更是通过死在十字架上来实现福音。
And so,You know, in the first point, we saw that, like Jonah, Jesus had a purpose, he had a mission. In the second point, I think we see that Jesus has the sorrow of Jonah as well.
在我第一点讲到的是，和约拿相似，耶稣他同样着有神差遣来他要办的使命。在这里，和约拿一样，耶稣也同样有着一种忧伤。
Okay, number three.
第三点。
Jesus would have the compassion that Jonah lacked because Jesus had his father's heart.
第三点是耶稣有约拿他没有的同情心，因为他有天父的胸怀。
Now, we saw in the introduction that the main failing of Jonah had to do with his heart.
当我们读故事的开头，会发现约拿最大的缺陷在于他的内心。
In fact, Jonah was a hateful man.
约拿他是一个心怀怨恨的人。
In Jonah chapter 4, he admits the reason that he ran away from God.
在约拿第四章中写到他逃离神的原因。
He knew that God would forgive the Ninevites.
他知道神会赦免尼尼微人。
And Jonah did not want them forgiven.
但约拿并不想如此。
Jonah wanted Nineveh to be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah.
他想要尼尼微被毁灭，就像索多玛和俄玛拉。
If you read chapter 4, you will find out that Jesus had more pity on a plant than on that great city of 120,000 people.
你读第四章的话，你会发现，约拿他对一颗蓖麻的同情心都比一个拥有超过都比一个大城市那个尼尼微大城多。
Look at what he does in chapter 4, verse 5.
我们来看一下第四章第五节。
It says, Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he would see what became of the city.
第五节说到，约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚。他坐在棚子的阴下，要看看城里会发生什么事。
He wanted to see the city destroyed by fire, or by a flood, or by an army, or by an earthquake.
他想看到这个城市被大火，或是洪水，或是地震，或是军队摧毁。
Unlike Jonah,
和约拿不同的是，
Jesus' heart was like the heart of his Father in heaven.
而耶稣却有他天父的一个胸怀。
He was gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster.
耶稣是感恩的，有怜悯之心，不轻易发怒，充满了坚定的爱，对灾难也充满了怜悯之心。
One story in particular reminds me of this.
圣经中的一个故事特别能呼应这一点。
And this is from Luke chapter 9.
这是在路加福音第九章。
Once when Jesus' mission was nearing completion, he set his face to go to Jerusalem.
有一次当耶稣的任务接近成功，他却决定面向他却决定面向耶路撒冷走去。
When the days were approaching for his ascension, he was determined to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead of him. They went and they entered a village of the Samaritans to make arrangements for him.
耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他决定面向耶路撒冷走。他打发使者在他前面走，他们进了撒玛利亚的一个村庄。要为他做准备。
But they, the Samaritans, did not receive him.
但是撒玛利亚人却不接待他。
Because he was on the road traveling to Jerusalem.
因为他要面向耶路撒冷去。
When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?
当他的门徒雅各和约翰看见了，就说：主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们吗？
But he turned and rebuked them.
耶稣转身责备这两个门徒。
And he said, you do not know what kind of spirit you're of.
他说你不知，他对门徒说，你不知道你们拥有的是什么样的一个灵。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
人子到这个世界上不是为了毁灭他们，而是为了拯救他们。
In this story, Jesus' disciples are like Jonah.
在这个故事中，耶稣的门徒就像是约拿。
They want to see fire come down on unbelievers.
他们想要看到天上降火在这些不信的人身上。
But Jesus is like God in the book of Jonah.
但是神，耶稣就像神一样，他是有怜悯之心的。
He is compassionate.
他有怜悯之心。
He doesn't come to judge the world because he knows the world is already judged.
他没有要审判这个世界，因为他知道这个世界已经受到了审判。
So, if you really want to know Jesus, you must understand that he is loving because God is loving.
如果你真的想要认识耶稣，你一定要知道耶稣他有爱心是因为神有爱心。
Jesus was like Jonah.
耶稣像是约拿。
He came with a mission.
他有一个使命。
But he was greater than Jonah.
但是耶稣比约拿要更大。
He would not swerve to the right or to the left.
耶稣不会向左转或是向右转。
He would be faithful unto death.
他会忠心直到死亡。
Even death on a cross.
甚至是死在十字架上。
Like Jonah, he experienced great sorrow at burial and resurrection.
像是对约拿来说，他也经历过忧伤，然后又在又是像是死里复也复活。
And he displayed the love of God, the compassion of God, by dying on a cross for us when we were yet sinners.
然而耶稣却有着他在十字架上为我们死了，然后有着神的爱。
So let me go off script a minute. I have been trying to imagine what would it be like to spend time with Jesus.
我一直有在思考说如果说我们真的花时间和耶稣相处的话
What would he be like?
耶稣会是什么样子的一个
And I think that you would find he knew who he was.
你会发现耶稣他知道他自己是谁
You'd walk away maybe a little jealous.
你可能在离开他的时候会觉得我有点嫉妒这个人
Because that man knows his purpose.
因为你知道耶稣他知因为你发现耶稣他知道他的一个人生的目的。
I think you would also see Jesus was a little sad.
你同时也会发现耶稣他有一些忧伤。
Because he knew that his purpose involved suffering.
因为你发现耶稣他知道他的使命会有很多痛苦在里面。
And yet, Jesus would also be hopeful.
但是耶稣他却是充满希望的
Because his mission involved resurrection.
因为在他的使命当中有复活
Finally, you would discover that Jesus was a man of compassion.
最后你会发现耶稣他是一个有怜悯之心的人
That he had great love even for the people who did not love him.
他有着大爱甚至是对那些憎恨他的人
Now let me tell you good news.
让我告诉你一个好消息
Since Jesus is a real person,
因为耶稣他是一个真的人
and since he rose from the dead,
他从死里复活
you really can meet with Jesus.
你可以和耶稣在一起
You don't have to imagine spending time with Jesus. You can spend time with Jesus.
你不用去想象你和耶稣相处，因为你真的是可以和他面对面相处。
And so we can still rely on him and experience his love.
我们真的可以仰仗并且经历他的爱。
One final word.
最后我要说的是。
To you who are in Christ.
对你们来说，同在基督里。
His mission has become yours.
他的使命就是你们的使命。
May you leave today with that same sense of purpose.
但愿你们离开，今天离开这个，敬拜的时候，你们也有同样知道自己的一个目的和使命。
You are missionaries now.
你们也是宣教士。
And like Jesus, our mission may involve suffering.
和耶稣一样，我们正宣教的一个过程当中也会有痛苦。
We will need to have forgiving and compassionate, godly hearts for our neighbors.
但我们需要有宽容、仁慈、同情、怜悯和神一样的心来对待我们的邻居。
And if we must love our neighbors who do not know Jesus,
如果我们必须爱我们的邻居，即使他们并不认识耶稣，
How much more must we love each other?
那我们又有多少的爱来？爱我们的弟兄姊妹呢?
If we would love those who don't yet know Christ,
如果我们要爱那些不信耶稣的人,
how much more should we love our brothers and sisters in Christ?
我们要拿有多少的爱来爱我们自己的弟兄姊妹?
So I'm going to pray now and lead us in responding to God's word.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear God, thank you for the book of Jonah.
神啊，谢谢约拿这本书。
I pray that you would move us where you want to be physically.
神，请你带领我们到我们应该到的应该去往的地方。
Lead us to the right city, the right church.
让我们带我们到一个对的城市，对的教会。
God, I pray that you would lead us to the right place spiritually.
但也同时到让我们的内心到一个正确的地方。
Please help us to see the heart of Christ.
让我们能够看见耶稣的心。
And as we behold his glory, would you make us like him?
也能够让我们的心像耶稣一样。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.